Welcome to our thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7 and verse 6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to this verse from your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit may help us both in our understanding and also in our application. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We come today to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6, which at first glance seems a little isolated and out of place within the wider context of the Sermon on the Mount. Indeed, it seems initially strange that Jesus, who has just been commending constructive brotherly behaviour, should speak like this. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. When we look more closely at this verse, however, we see that Jesus is in fact emphasising the need for discernment, the correctness of making assessment of others, subject to the qualification already given in the previous verses regarding judgment. Jesus always speaks very plainly. Some people, says the Saviour, behave like dogs or hogs. They have no appreciation of what is offered. They have no valuation of that which is given to them. If you recall the parable of the prodigal son, you will remember that the younger son, having gone off into the far country, found himself in such desperate circumstances that he was willing to even eat the food given to the swine. The implication was that the swine were fed with food that would have been considered unsuitable and unworthy of human consumption in any normal situation. Dogs and hogs will eat just about anything that is edible because they lack the human ability to evaluate and consider that which is being offered. Jesus is making the point here that as disciples, as the Lord's people, as followers of Christ, we have been entrusted with that which is holy, with that which is of great value, with that which is unique. We have been entrusted with the truths of the Word of God. We've been entrusted with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. We are privileged chosen people, and we are to handle those responsibilities very carefully. The Great Commission that Jesus will give a little later in his earthly ministry, to go into all the world and declare his gospel, does not mean that we are to show no discernment, nor exercise any care. We are to declare a free gospel, but not a cheap gospel. There was an occasion before Herod when Christ himself considered it right to remain silent in the face of questioning. There were occasions when Jesus instructed his disciples that a lack of welcome in a town or village was to be responded to by moving on. Similarly, in the book of Acts, Paul and Barnabas responded to the abuse of the Jews by saying, "Since you reject the word of God, do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles." In all these occasions, the folk involved had behaved like dogs and hogs, dirty and unclean and defiant towards both God and his gospel. We need great wisdom to know how to speak and when to speak. Encouragingly, in the New Testament epistle of James, we read, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." Let us ask God for wisdom, that we may know what to say and when to say it, as we seek to impact the world around us, our immediate community, with the good news of the gospel, with the love of God. May God bless you.